I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's Black Friday, and we don't mean race. Retailers are hoping holiday shoppers will make a mad dash to their local malls, but maybe you'll sit this one out, stay home in your pajamas, and shop online. Before you hand your credit card number over to the internet, there are a few things you should know. Here with safety tips and more is our regular tech contributor, Mario Armstrong. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Farai, how are you?
I am doing great. Shopping online, much more popular. According to the Sacramento Bee, holiday surveys say that the number of online shoppers will jump 30%. So there is this whole issue of safety. What should people know?
It is this whole issue of safety, and they're just talking about Black Friday. They're not even really even mentioning Cyber Monday, which is the big online shopping day. But a couple of things to think about. Number one, and I don't know if you've done this, Farai, but do not use a debit card. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I paid the price. I had someone hack into my account, and then I had no money in my bank account.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. Seriously, folks, you cannot use your debit card. And that's the number one reason. It is direct access to your checking account. Number two, with debit cards, they don't have the same protection as do credit cards. So if something was to happen, or if you didn't like the goods that you bought, you have other protections in place. Something else to look out for, this season is running rampant with what is called phishing scams. And this really means a couple of things. Number one, just do not click links in an email. I know you've seen these email Farai's. You know, they come out and they say, hey, click here for a special discount at what seems to be a respected outlet. And you click that link and you land on the website and it looks totally legit. They've copied it from corner to corner of the screen, but it in fact is a site that's capturing any personal identifiable information that you may place into the site. So don't click on any links in any emails. Use one credit card for all your cyber shopping, and then make sure that the website is secure. Look in the top bar where it says HTTP and look for the S to make sure the site is secure.
So now that we have our safety tips, what are we going to spend our money on?
So it's too many choices out there. I mean, everything from the hottest things that you're going to see really this season are large screen televisions. People are really interested in making that purchase and are looking for good deals on that. But handheld devices like smartphones are always in the top category. Digital cameras, MP3 players are number one on the list again this year. And what rounds out kind of the top five are GPS devices.
So we've talked a little bit about this conversion to HDTV. But buying a flat screen doesn't have that much to do with it. I'm sure that most of the ones now are HD. Is that – well, actually, maybe I'm not sure. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, there's a lot of confusion going on in this whole market about television. High definition is kind of like the Cadillac or, I don't know, BMW, top of the line for your television screen. So you do need to be educated when you're going shopping to make sure you are, in fact, getting an HDTV if you are intending to watch HD television programming.
Now, there are all these choices. There's LCD and plasma.
Right.
Someone told me that one of them you shouldn't lay flat after you use it, and there's all these rules. What's the difference? What's the pro? What's the con?
You need to know the environment where the TV is going to be. That's number one. Is the room a dark room? Does it have a lot of natural light? Will it be in a sunroom? If it's in a dark space, plasmas do excellent in dark rooms. They're great for movie buffs and to really mimic that home theater experience. And then lastly, Farai, make sure that you understand exactly where you're going to be sitting. In other words, actually take a tape measure and measure the distance of where the television will be to where you will be watching it from and any angles that you may be watching the television from, and take those measurements and the tape measure with you to the store, because all of the televisions don't look the same, and some you can't even notice what's on the screen when you start getting into a 45 or more degree angle.
That sounds like a lot of work right there.
It is a lot of work. You know, you wonder if consumers are really ready for all of this. But, oh, and the last thing, please invest in that extended home, that extended warranty. I normally don't recommend this, but I think people should budget this into the cost of a television, because we don't really know. These televisions and technology is still fairly new. We don't really know what could go wrong and whether or not, you know, you pay a couple thousand dollars, you want that investment to be around for a while.
Now, if you're talking about bringing a tape measure, that's not going to help online. What do you do then?
I still think you need to go out to the store and actually see the unit and actually physically understand the measurements, but then maybe use the internet to see if you can find a better deal.
Well, Mario, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai. Happy Black Friday.
That's right. Mario Armstrong is our News and Notes tech contributor.